Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Larry Mears. Government will establish a serious organized crime unit to help stem the spike in gun crimes. This was revealed by Prime Minister Mia Motley during news briefings at Ellara Court. Ms. Motley disclosed that the government had asked for international police assistance with an independent study. From this, two key recommendations are to be urgently implemented, the first being the organized crime unit. MP Motley explained that this is just one of several measures that will be employed to fight the current crime surge.
They want to be able to establish a serious organized crime unit that is dedicated to the fighting of organized crime in this country. The reality is that we have, over the course of the last few weeks in particular, haven't seen an abeyance of it for over 15, 16 months, seen a spike of crime where persons who know one another have been the victims of murder. This is not the way to settle business in this country. We have law courts, and therefore it cannot in any way be tolerated.
Ms. Motley said that government will also be considering amendments to legislation or a new bill to ensure that people charged with murder or firearm offenses are not given bail.
We have determined that, in short order, we are prepared to bring amendments or a new bill, depending on what the AG's drafters recommend to him, in the near future, in short order, to be able to look at ensuring that persons who are charged with murder or firearm offenses are not given bail to go out there and walk about and kill people or put people at risk or threat again. And that is without prejudice to anything else.
Meantime, following the passage of Hurricane Beryl, Prime Minister Motley disclosed that government wants to set up a new unit which will focus on taking care of the island's beaches. Beryl caused damage and destruction along the coastlines, and government sees this as a necessary step to be taken.
We are looking at a coherent approach from St. Lucie to the port of dealing with our beaches. In the past, you've seen some done here, some done there, some done there, some done publicly, some done privately. We believe that in the same way we have a unit to come to work every day to take care of the roads in the MTW, we must have a unit that comes to work every day to take care of the beaches. We need an executing unit now that allows us to take care of these beaches on an ongoing basis and to work with the requisite professional services that will allow us to have the advice as to how and where you nourish the beaches, where you have to put seawalls, because this is the world in which we live in now.
The Prime Minister also revealed that coastal engineers will be flying in next week to share recommendations on the best way to repair the harbours. She also said that help is on the way in the form of funding for fisherfolk whose vessels were either destroyed or damaged during Hurricane Beryl. The Barbados Agricultural Society wants to see action taken to improve sales for small-scale poultry farmers. Chief Executive Officer of the BAS, James Ball, says this is because of the importation of chicken into this country.
We have a situation where we know there's imported product on the market, including imported chicken wings, and we believe that there might be some whole chickens still imported in the market. I also want to say that this is one of the reasons why certainly we have advocated in the past that we do not import too large a quantity, even of not only chicken wings, but whole chicken on a whole. And we have the added specter of chicken being imported from other Caribbean territories.
And he explained the implications of too much importation.
If, for instance, small farmers do not feel any measure of confidence that they can sell their chicken as they produce it, you can see a situation where the hatcheries in the country can suffer because there may be cancellation of orders from the hatcheries. If that starts to happen, it can have also another effect, another impact, where Cancellation of orders means, therefore, that it has the impact of reducing the amount of poultry that will be available, say, in forthcoming weeks. And this is what we are trying to avoid. We have to avoid these situations where two large imports have a negative impact on the market.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. The ceremonial delivery of the last canes and anniversary Calypso tent will begin today in Bridgetown. The event, which is being held in the city for the third time, will begin at 3 o'clock and it will end at 10 o'clock tonight. A number of traffic changes have been arranged from 2 o'clock until 10. No parking allowed on the following roads except to pick up or drop off passengers. High Street, Roebuck Street, Marhill Street, Palmetto Street, the Upper Wharf Road, Lower Broad Street, Fairchild Street, Provin Street, and Bay Street. From 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., Bay Street from its junction with Jammet's Lane to its junction with Fairchild Street and Lower Bay Street shall be closed to all vehicular traffic. Trafalgar Square from its junction with High Street to its junction with Bird Street and Marhill Street shall be closed for the duration of the opening ceremony. Patrons will get parking permitted in the public car parks throughout the city, Queen's Park, Lower Bay Street, Rickett Street, and Lower Roebuck Street. And that's the 7:30 edition, my friend, from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Larry Mears.